Blog Talk Radio.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbits, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. Yes, I know it is Thursday, but I need to make up for one of the readings that I missed. Oh, my gosh, and I'm getting dizzy. That's what happens when I sit for a long period of time and don't drink water. Yikes. All right, so because this is a makeup reading, I am not going to reread anything from, you know, the past few weeks since I already started the book. But I am going to talk a little bit just because I actually do have some time before I start reading. But what? Why did I start with but? How are you all doing, everyone? It's a great day, isn't it? It is a pretty good day today. I actually kind of feel like going outside just to walk. It's a really nice day. I never expected it, really. But I am excited about the Saturday. Oh, my gosh. So last night was a band practice with my family. Because, see, years ago, both my sisters and my dad had created their own, like, band called Pop Fiction. It's actually pretty catchy, and it kind of makes sense. Actually, no, wait. It makes complete sense. Because fiction is pretty much almost all songs, even though, you know, it's based on personal experience, you know. And Pop is basically what we call our dad. At least I do. I know I do. So, Sometimes I like to be Italian and say, Papa. Now I sound like a crow. Oh my gosh, guys. I got a couple days ago during my shift, or was it before my shift? I don't really know. But there were these huge blackbirds. I don't know if they were actual blackbirds or if they were ravens or crows, but they were huge. They had I do remember they had an orange beak. Let me actually look it up, because no, not you. Okay, no, ravens have black beaks, which means I must have seen a crow. But that can't be possible, because those birds were huge. That actually looks like a really beautiful raven. All right, so if it wasn't a raven that I saw, then what was it? It couldn't have been a crow. It was huge and had orange beak, and maybe I haven't seen a crow in person so close like that. Because seriously, oh my gosh, they were beautiful. They were majestic. They were huge. And they had orange beaks, as I keep saying. Man, I actually took pictures of them. They were not very good ones because, you know, I was some distance away and inside a building. But, oh, my gosh, I got some pictures. And I'll probably post them either tonight or tomorrow because I've already posted, like, a whole bunch of pictures of these rose bushes that are near my place. Oh, cool. Short story prize winner? Weird. Sorry, there's this account that I follow on Twitter. They post all kinds of stuff for future authors, and they even, you know, help out other authors by kind of doing a PR for them. And I guess they did a contest because there was something about a short story prize winner. What was I doing? Oh, I was checking my album Actually, no, I'm not going to do that just because it's distracting. Me? Okay, whatever. All right. Jeez, okay, I'm getting distracted today. I guess it's because I haven't really eaten a full meal. Normally I try to eat something before I do something that requires thinking or reading. Jeez. So, I actually am obsessed with the show Fringe. Really. I'm obsessed with the show Fringe. And it's because it's on Netflix, and Netflix is taking Fringe off their website on the 11th. So right now I'm like in the middle of season 3. So considering how serious I get when I binge watch shows, there actually is a slight chance that I could make it to at least the end of season 4. If not, season crazy. How dedicated I can be when it comes to certain shows. Anyways, I actually just now checked the time, and I actually got to go ahead and start talking about the book, because otherwise I'm going to be over time. So, oh man, now I got to, oh, that sucks. Okay, so what happened in the previous reading, which was last Friday, we learned more about Melissa and her mom. Because, Melissa and... Did we learn more about Melissa? Or more... Did we learn more about her mom? I don't know. But we did learn that Melissa has dyslexia, and she's trying to convince the principal that she did see her mom and that she has dyslexia. The principal doesn't believe her at all. Of course, she's talking to an adult. Most adults don't believe in ghosts. So the principal decides to set up tests to to be certain that she does have dyslexia, you know. And a student had overheard the principal talking to her and talking to the principal's secretary. So rumors were her classmates thinks that she has a disability and that she's dumb. You know, because most people who understand the word disability, they immediately think retardation, which is totally, totally judgmental. So I kind of figured that had to happen just to make things just a little more interesting in the book. But after that, she finally gets to talk to her dad because he got a call from the principal about her saying she saw her mom. Which is interesting because the principal should have mentioned her grades instead of bringing up what happened with explaining her mom. But she says she needs to talk to him about her English class, her classes, but he wants to talk about her mother. They talk to each other about what's going on at least a little bit, and he said he dismissed it. He didn't want her to believe in ghosts. He didn't want to believe it at all. So, which is a little sad because now she can't trust adults, which is unfortunate. What? Oh, that's something else. Okay. Sorry. Distraction alert. And so, let's see. She talked to her brother a little bit about it, especially about her. Well, no, she talked to her brother about dyslexia. And which surprised him, which shocked him. He was disappointed that she didn't talk to him or their dad. And she kind of says one little thing about ghosts. And he's like, wait, what? That doesn't make sense. What are you talking about? And so she dismisses that. And she, after dinner, she works on her homework. She gets ready for bed, and in the process of getting ready for bed, something happened. Like, steam rose from the bathroom sink. A ghost wrote a word on the mirror because of the steam. And when she heard, and that particular ghost decided to say something, she heard him, turned around, saw him and screamed and ran to her bedroom. And I think, wait, how much time is left? Oh, snap, I'm over time. I'm going to go ahead and start reading then. We ended with, where did we stop? We ended with her walking to school the next morning. Okay. Remembering what happened the previous night, her shaking nerves about ghosts came back. She gulped and hastened her steps. Melissa wanted to get to school more than anything at that moment. She didn't like seeing them. When she arrived, her eyes grew as big as saucers. Oh, shoot. No, stop. Hang on, guys. Sorry, I'm messing up here. There we go. There had to be at least 6 ghosts. Some of them played with younger living kids. It surprised her that the kids could see them. Melissa walked up to one of her friends. Hey, Trin. Trinity glanced at her and smiled.
Hi, ML. What's up?
Who is that?
Oh, Melissa, this is Lloyd.
Melissa saw the boy with ratty clothes and a scraped-up knee.
He's been trying to find some weird place. What place is it?
They looked at him for an answer. Trying to find the Marquez estate, he said with a southern accent. Okay, actually, I cannot do a southern accent, so I'm just going to say it normal style.
Marquez? That sounds familiar.
She shook her head.
Sorry, I don't know where that is. I can ask my dad if you want.
That'd be great. Thank you. That's when the bell rung for class.
Find me after school. You can walk home with me.
She shrugged.
It's better than staying out of school.
He smiled at her. After school, it wasn't just him who followed her. The other 5 ghosts did as well. As much as it scared Melissa, she didn't know they could look like normal people, like normal living people, too. So far, the adult ghosts she saw had a white shade to their skin, a bone sticking out, hair sprawled out, or burnt markings.
What's your name?
One of the kid ghosts asked her.
I'm Melissa.
The moment she got home, she tossed her bag to the side.
Kyler!
Whoops.
Kyler!
She called in panic. Her nanny came dashing through the hall as the 5 ghosts disappeared in the blink of an eye.
What is it, Mel? What is it, Melissa?
She rushed. Melissa hugged her tight.
What's wrong, little sis? They're everywhere. You saw more?
She kneeled to look her in the eyes.
Where were they? Everywhere,
she whispered.
Neighbors, streets, school.
Oh, wow.
And some of them followed me home. I only told Lloyd to come. He must have let the others know I can see them.
Who's Lloyd?
One of them. I saw him talking to Trinity.
Well, that explains your imaginary friends, Kyler whispered.
They must have been ghosts.
Melissa smiled at her. She loved that Kyler was just as smart as Miles, her nanny graduating with a college diploma and all.
So I take it you're going to help Lloyd? Anything I can do to join us?
Anything I can do to join in?
Yeah, he's trying to find... I forgot already.
She glanced at him. He said the place again.
Oh, yeah. Marquez Estate.
Isn't that Cheyenne's last name?
That's right. I knew it sounded familiar. But what's an estate?
Melissa narrowed her brows. Her nanny rolled her eyes before glancing at her watch.
Ask your dad, Mel. I have to meet my friends soon.
They hugged for a brief moment.
I'll be back before dinner.
Melissa and Lloyd headed to the study. Your sister's nice. She agreed.
She's my nanny, actually. And lately, Kyler has helped me a lot.
They stopped at the door.
Okay, well, I don't know if Dad will be able to see you.
Why not?
He doesn't believe in ghosts.
His eyes widened.
He don't?
She shook her head. I think everyone should. Melissa scoffed. I agree, she said before going in. He followed her.
Hey, Daddy.
Quinn put his papers aside when he saw her. Hey, Melly Belly. Lloyd snickered. Melissa eyed him. How was school? Her head bowed sadly.
Really hard. The principal made me take those tests. They made me feel stupid.
You are not stupid, sweetie. It's going to take some time before you can handle reading on your own. As he lightly shook his head, Melissa sighed. Do you want to practice riding your bike? She shook her head.
I have a headache,
she whispered. When he heard her, Quinn sat straighter. He observed her with worry. Are you all right? You coming up with something, Melly Belly? Melissa shook her head again.
Have you heard of the...
It frustrated her that she couldn't remember. It was her friend's last name, for gosh sakes.
Marquez. Marquez Estate?
She finished. Quinn's eyes widened while he chortled.
What?
Melissa, that's where your grandma lives.
Rockin'!
Lloyd exclaimed. Quinn didn't react. He couldn't hear him.
Really?
Melissa then remembered more of what her mom told her.
Can I visit Mama? I miss her.
He thought about it and nodded. I suppose so. It has been a while, and I promised her to visit more often. He checked the paper calendar he had near a picture of Morin. Today is Thursday. I'll call her and see if you can come up there for the weekend.
Really? The whole weekend?
He smiled and nodded. Melissa squealed while going to him, hugging him tight.
Thank you, thank you, thank you!
She ran out of there. When she closed his door to the study, she and Lloyd high-fived each other. Only his hand went right through hers.
Oh,
I guess we cannot touch each other. Melissa shrugged.
I miss my mom and brother. I'm sure you'll see them soon. Come on!
She rushed to her room. They raced together. Melissa beat him, considering he didn't know where her bedroom was. They sat on her bed while talking. The two even laughed. After hearing so much talk from her room, Miles wondered what she was doing. He knocked before opening the door. Hey, Mel?
Yeah?
She flipped her hair in the process of turning her head to him. Miles cocked his head. He thought he saw a slight impression on her bed. What's going on in here? Are you talking to yourself? Melissa giggled. What?
No, I'm not talking to myself.
Then who with? She eyed Lloyd before giving Miles a childish smile.
A ghost?
He chuckled. Very funny. He closed the door and walked away. Melissa and her ghostly friend laughed boisterously. They were about to talk some more when they heard something.
What was that?
Lloyd wondered. His brows narrowed. Their ears perked. Thud! Hot steam rose from the bottom of her bedroom door. When she felt heat pressing on her skin, Melissa's mouth dropped. The steam increased the temperature in her room.
Stop! You're scaring me,
she whispered. Her face flushed as her heart pounded faster. Melissa whimpered.
Stop!
She whispered hotly. She closed her eyes.
Kyler,
she muttered. Lloyd narrowed his brows. He couldn't see or feel anything. He knew something was wrong. They didn't know Angel gave her a vision. But he knew she was scared. After Lloyd heard her mutter her nanny's name, he knew what to do. With a thought, his ghostly form blinked out of the room and to Kyler with her friends.
And then he said, "If you gotta go, I gotta go."
Everyone at the table laughed loudly. "Kyler, we need you," Lloyd whispered Holly.
"Oh, you should have seen his face,"
Kyler said, wiping happy tears off her face. Lloyd grew annoyed. He remembered what Melissa had said, that no one but her and the kids his age could see or hear him. He groaned in frustration. Whacking his hand at a cup, his energy made its balance tip a little bit. Lloyd saw that happen. A plan slowly formed in his mind. He bottled up his frustration again. That time, he made sure to whack a filled cup toward Kyler. The cup suddenly fell. Sticky soda poured on her lap. She gasped in shock of the event. While she stood, Kyler groaned.
"Are you all right?"
one of her friends asked. She nodded.
"Yeah, I'll be right back."
Kyler quickly headed to a bathroom.
"Good freaking gosh,"
she muttered after entering. She glanced at her mirror's reflection.
"What a mess."
With Lloyd's energy, the mirror suddenly broke into many little pieces. Kyler cried briefly of fright. Lloyd wasn't sure what to do next. He needed to tell her. Facing the mirror he broke, he yelled into it with force.
"Help Mel!"
His message pushed out some of the broken pieces to spell out the words.
"Lloyd?"
she gasped. He yelled the phrase again, pushing the mirror's metal frame into the wall. Kyler's eyes widened in realization. She ran out of the house she visited. In panic, thoughts raced her mind. She knew she had to get to Melissa, but what danger could she be in? Kyler arrived home in a matter of 5 minutes. Lloyd was with her.
"Hurry! Mel!"
She yelled in sheer panic. She raced up the stairs, down a hall, and to her right. Kyler shivered when she saw the steam coming from the door. She quickly opened it and saw a pale Melissa about to pass out from the heat. Hugging her close, Kyler realized a ghost must be doing that to her.
"Stop! She's just a kid. You're hurting her!"
The steam froze in place. Then it reversed, slowly going away. Kyler suddenly realized how limp Melissa was.
"Oh, no,"
she whispered. Miles and Quinn rushed into the room.
"What happened?"
they chorused. The brother and father noticed how pale Melissa appeared.
"She's super cold, Quinn,"
Kyler whispered Holly.
"Dur, let's go."
She agreed and let Miles carry her to the car. Kyler went to get the twin babies. It took 15 minutes to reach the hospital, 5 minutes for a doctor to bring her in. After putting her on a hospital bed, the doctor checked her vitals. A nurse hooked an IV needle in her hand afterwards. The doctor wrote a few things down on her file.
"Well,"
Quinn spoke, holding Piper and Paige.
"Her temperature is pretty low, but it seems to be rising now."
He observed the family.
"May I ask what happened?"
"I don't know," Quinn replied. Kyler was there before we were. Everyone glanced at her, waiting for an explanation. She gulped nervously. Chapter 4. Seeing is believing? Overrated.
I had a bad feeling. I thought something was happening to Melissa,
she said hesitantly. All right, cool. Sorry, I was just checking the time. Yeah, okay. Quinn gave her a sarcastic look. She scoffed, knowing she had to tell them.
When I got to her room, it felt so cold in there. I have no idea what caused it.
But how did you know? Miles asked.
Kyler eyed him and the father. He raised his brows, making her grunt.
I was with my friends. My soda had spilled all over me, so I went to the bathroom. I felt this weird chill when suddenly the mirror in front of me broke.
Miles raised his brows. Quinn narrowed his in interest.
And words were spelt in the broken pieces. It said, "Help Mel." I knew something was wrong when I saw those words. "Lloyd,"
Melissa whispered. Her head slowly turned. Her family glanced at her as Kyler smiled faintly.
"I'm here. I got Kyler to stop the other ghosts."
"You could have stopped him, too,"
she whispered hoarsely. Kyler moved closer to Melissa as her family became confused. And that is, unfortunately, where I got to stop. Ooh. Oh, man. I actually stopped it before I ran out of time.
That's so cool.
All right, so I actually had a little difficulty picking out a song for today just because there aren't very many songs that fit with this situation. But anyways, I got to get going. I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sweet Rescue Rabbit, saying goodbye with Ready to Run by Dixie Chicks. Bye, everyone.